I don't want to die.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today.
I don't want to die.
I have gone to see so many people who are sick in the hospital and who have problems and who are on their deathbed and they're going to die. Some are old, some are young, some are middle-aged, and all ages. And I've even gone with pets that are going to die. And all of them say, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And then I say to them, okay, why are you thinking about dying? Well, the doctor said I'm going to die. The doctor says I've got this problem or that problem, and I'm going to die. And I said, well, yeah, that's true. You have that problem. And as long as you hold on to that problem, you're probably going to die. It's up to you to make that choice. You're not going to let that for the doctor to decide. He's merely going by his prognosis of what he sees of you. You think you're going to die. Well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Do you want to die? Do you want to be sick? Do you want to have problems? You think you're going to die. I really like my life. I have wonderful adventures to take. I have wonderful things to do. No matter what I have left, if I'm going to live on this earth for 1 minute, I'm going to live a happy minute. If I'm going to live on this earth for 1 day, 1 hour, 1 year, one lifetime, it's going to be the happiest, most wonderful lifetime, hour or minute that was ever seen anywhere. I'm going to really enjoy myself, which is what we should always be doing. Now, they say you're going to die. So you concentrate on dying. You put all your thoughts on dying. You put all your attitudes on dying. Your preparation is for dying. You get your will in order. You get your house in order. You get your visits with your loved ones in order. You know, the nice way to die is like instantly, without any preparation, without any thinking that you're going to have it, you're going to do it. And then you just go. When you are ready to go, you just go. Now, it's true, it's a shock. And it sort of says to people, hey, people can do the things they want to do. Okay, now, but before you died, were you a nice person? Were you the kind of person that you'd like to be with? Are you the kind of person that you enjoy your own company? Are you enjoying all the things that you're doing? Are you enjoying all the places that you're going? Are you enjoying having the fun that you could have? Or are you a person who is always thinking that life is terrible? His life has got problems. You know you're going to die. Okay. Are you going to read a good book? Are you going to lay in bed and feel sorry for yourself? Are you going to bring a little joy to the world and bring a little more sparkle to the world? Are you going to die? You're going to do exactly what you choose to do if you choose to die. You think you're going to die, what the doctors tell you? Well, it could be extended for another day, another week, another lifetime. Make that a life of joyous experience. Make that life wonderful and make yourself a joyous person in everybody's world. When we make our life the most exciting adventure in the world, we don't have to worry about when we're going to die. Because every moment we live fully and completely. Now, if we concentrate on dying, you can be sure we'll die. But if we concentrate on living, we will live. And if we go around telling other people we're going to die, then they support our concept that we're going to die. And everybody gets on the bandwagon and says, okay, you're going to die. We'll get ready for you. We'll get ready to not have you in our presence any longer, not have you in our world any longer. And let's see, how are we going to divvy up your clothes? And how are we going to divvy up your goodies and things like that? Well, there's wills and law and stuff that take care of that, but not always. Now, think about it. Think about it. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Do you want to leave this life with such an attitude that you're worried about what people are going to do with what you left behind? My goodness sakes, spend it! Spend it! I have so many dear friends who are thinking about dying, and they have saved money. They want to save it for their kids, and they save it for their relatives, and save it. I said, spend it. You earned it. Go out there and have fun, whatever fun may be for you. If fun is going around buying real estate and selling real estate, go do it. And if you lose a few, makes no difference. You get the money. And if you want to travel the world, travel the world, but travel it in style. Travel it in exactly the way you want to do it. If you want to be a vagabond, be a vagabond. But don't let anybody know you have any money. Because a vagabond isn't supposed to have any money. You got to learn to play the role you want to play. Now, do you want to go out and be a very exclusive person and spend all that you got and really enjoy it well? Well, people like billionaires, whoever they may be, have so much money, they can't begin to spend it. And so then they begin worrying about, is it going to spoil my grandchildren? Is it going to spoil my children? Is it going to upset? Don't worry about it. Spend it. And if there's anything left over, they'll take care of it. No problem. If you had a gift fall into your lap when you were young and you messed up your life because of it, so what? Life is to be lived and to be lived happily. And you and I, whatever good we may possess, whatever wonderful things we may possess, let's go out and spread it around. Let's go out and show the world what a wonderful world it is. Say, look, this music is great. Let's support it. Look, this fantastic people that are going around here doing lovely things. Let's congratulate them. Have you ever thought of sitting at your typewriter and writing a happy letter to somebody you read about in the newspaper who did a good thing? You'd be surprised how few letters they get. Did you ever think of sitting down and writing a letter to your mom and saying, Mom, I think you're wonderful. Or your dad, Dad, you're the superest, you know. Or your brothers and sisters, my goodness. Have you ever thought of sitting down and writing a letter to them? Have you ever thought of sitting and writing a letter to your kids or to your wife or your husband? Have you ever thought of sitting down and writing letters to whomever you wish? Maybe they're just book quickies, the ones that you put on your computer, the ones that you put on your iPhone. But whatever they may be, do it. Tell the world you love the world. Tell the world you're a lover. Tell the world that you enjoy being in this life and that never give anyone a glimpse that you might even think of dying. That's the stupidest thing in the world. If you die, you die. When you're dead, you're gone. And hey, you're on another dimension. You're into another. You're in the heart of God. You're in the heart of the angels. That's all fine and dandy. But you're not with your loved ones. You're not here on earth. You're not doing this physical human thing that you can be the divine creature that you are. If you're going to live, live well. If you're going to die, live well. Whatever days you have left, whatever weeks you have left, whatever years you have left, live well. If you're in the hospital with that, lots of pain and suffering, stop worrying about it. Start saying, my body is perfect, my body, and say it to yourself. Everybody else will think you're crazy, but my body is perfect. I live in my perfect spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Just say that to yourself, say that to yourself, say that to yourself, and just watch. I'm guaranteeing you, watch. The pain goes away. Watch. The sickness, if you're consistent enough, it goes away too. Because you're putting a new cause in motion. You're putting an I like me cause in motion. You're putting a cause in motion that says, I want to live. And every moment I'm living, I want to live in a healthy, happy, hearty, whole body. I want to be a great guy. And so when we do that, then we put that cause in motion. And sure enough, the effect follows the cause. Whatever cause we put in motion, an effect comes along exactly like it and says, hey, yeah, you do live in a happy, hearty, healthy, whole body. You're fantastic. My goodness, everywhere you go, people look at you and they say, what a sparkling person. What a joyful person. What a super person. You know, we don't have to tell the world our problems. It doesn't matter because the world doesn't care. We don't have to tell the world our good feelings, our good attitudes. The world doesn't care. We live it for ourselves. And when we live it for ourselves, then the world cares. The world says, wow, what a wonderful person. What a stable person. What a sincere person. What a beautiful person. And it's not because you have money or don't have money. It's not because you have abilities or talents of any kind. It's not because you can do anything or not do anything. It's just because you are a happy person. You find joy in life. You find peace in life. And you live every moment of your life in joy and peace when that's all you look for. There may be people on earth who have conflicts, but don't you pay attention to it. There may be people on earth who are sick and poor and unhappy, but don't you pay attention to it. You pay attention to everything that's good and beautiful, happy and joyful, especially starting with you. Start recognize that you have the most wonderful toenails in the world. They're all so beautiful. And you polish them, and you clean them, and you trim them, and you make them so nice. You look at your toenails, and you say, wow, I have nice toenails. And then you look at your fingernails. Yeah, nice fingernails too. And you know, my skin is all very nice. Oh, yes, a little bump here or there, but so what? But my skin is basically all so nice here. And oh my goodness, look at my hair. I haven't got much of it, but it's a beautiful hair, and it's lovely, and I love it, I love it, I love it. And look at the sparkle in my eyes. Oh, youth and age never change the sparkle in our eyes, and my eyes are always sparkling and always wonderful, and I happen to have blue eyes, so my blue eyes are just wonderful. Everybody looks at my blue eyes and says, gee, you have such nice blue eyes. That's because there's a happy person behind them. That's because it's a joyous person, a person who's living and enjoying life. And you think you're going to die? Well, go ahead and die. Get it over with. You think you're going to live? Wow, that's the way to go. And when you think you're going to live, think of all the happy things you do while you're living. Oh, you may not be out of your bed just yet. You may not be out of your wheelchair just yet. But plan on it. Don't plan on staying there. Don't plan on staying in bed. Don't plan on staying in your wheelchair. Don't plan on staying in any limitation. Just plan on being all that you are by starting right where you are and liking yourself right where you are right now. Right where I am right now, I like myself. I think I'm wonderful. I think I'm fantastic. I think I'm happy. I think I'm a wonderful, fantastic being. But I can think I'm going to die if I want. And then thought follows action, you know, and the action follows of death, and lo and behold, adios world, I'm off to another dimension. Oh yeah, I lived as long as I wanted to on this dimension, but hey, I'm not talking about how long we live on this dimension. I'm talking about how well we live on this dimension, how happy we are with ourselves, how happy we are with everything we do. Do we find good in everyone? Do we need praise from other people? Do we need to tell other people what wonderful things we did so they will think we're good people? Or will they look at us now and say, my goodness, you have a happy smile on your face. You are always so courteous, always so loving. It's a pleasure to be around you. Do we have to tell them of our education, our colleges, and our universities, and all the special training as a carpenter or a watchmaker or musician or whatever? Do we have to tell people that? No. We go around and start telling people about all that stuff, and they're going to think, hey, perform. Let us always just perform our happiness. Let us always perform every happy thought we have. And as we live every happy thought we have, we will have a happy, happy life. All the morose is gone. All the unhappiness is gone. All the poverty and sickness is gone. All the lack of friends is gone. And what remains is a happy person. Be a happy person, because you are a happy person. And you are a wonderful, happy person. And be that happy person right now. And that's all you know how to be. Yes, it is. That's all I know how to be. You think you're going to die? Knock it off. Who gives a darn? You think you're going to live? Ah, so what? Be it. Do it. If you think you're going to die, stop breathing. If you think you're going to live, breathe deeply. Breathe deeply and enjoy, inhale all of life's magic and mysteries. That's what it's all about. You don't have to think you're going to die. Even if somebody tells you so, even if the authority is very, very vested, even though they have the knowledge and the skill to say those words, magical, miracle things happen to people who think they're going to live, who think that life is the most exciting thing in the universe. And that's what they're here for. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to live. So join me this day in living the most vital, peaceful, and magnificent way. I love you. I love you. I love you.